The show where everything is a laughing matter. Laughing matters. Come join us for some giggles, some chuckles, some poopahs.
Laughing matters.
Laughing matters.
Laughing matters.
And now to the show.
Hello and welcome to the show Laughing Matters, a show that has two purposes: to find matters to laugh at, and second, to remind you that laughing matters. I am your host, Ryan McLemore, and I'm also joined by
Tabitha McConnell.
Hello!
Stop with that hello. You're not British.
Hello?
No hello, love.
What's up?
No. How you doing?
I do good.
Oh, God. Not that again. Anyways, on with the show.
So this is the way this show is going to work, folks. The way we do is we go across the internet scouring for stories, articles, current events, and things of that nature to find funny things that happen in everyday life, and then come back to you guys and put our two cents on it, put a spin on it, talk crap about it, talk crap to each other, back and forth, yada yada. All for the sake of having fun and laughing.
Only sometimes, though, right?
Only sometimes, baby.
And this is the bickering he warned you about, by the way.
Yeah, whatever. We will also have a portion at the end of the show where we will give you our email address. And if you find a story that you want to submit, you can definitely do so. Submit it to us, a little bit of listener participation, if you will. Who knows, maybe even down the road have
a full-on listener, basically where everybody turns it in and we just give our two cents.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, well, for the first few for a while. We will be doing our own research. You know, we gotta do our own work on our own show. It's just only fair.
You mean I have to work? This is not what I signed up for.
I have to work. I don't want to work.
I don't.
I don't want to work.
Exactly. I want to be lazy.
Speaking of being lazy, that brings us to our first article. Speaking of first articles, this is also a very special episode for us because it is our, what is it?
Very, very, very first episode.
What? I'm excited. So our first topic on our first episode is from The Independent in the UK. It actually states the study that they did was a correlation between being lazy and being intelligent. Their argument being that being lazy is actually a sign of intelligence.
I don't want to hear that excuse from you, though. Like, you're being lazy. No, I'm being intelligent. I'm intelligent. It's been proven.
Exactly. Lord. This is why I love this article. It gives so much validity to me just being on the couch going, leave me alone. I want to watch my Arrow and Flash and Supergirl and Batman and all the other stuff.
You just want to watch TV. Just be honest with yourself and say, hey, guess what? I want to watch TV and be lazy. Not try to say, oh, I'm so intelligent that it's actually a sign of being lazy.
Come again? Being intelligent is a sign of being lazy?
No, that's
what you said.
Lord.
That is what you said.
Not what I said.
That is what you said.
Oh, God. You can't use the two don't correlate. Here's the thing. You can be lazy, but it doesn't mean you're smart. It just means, guess what? You're lazy. Everybody has a lazy moment, a lazy day, whatever you want to call it. Like me, for example, the day I slept until, 3 p.m.? But how often do I do that?
Never.
Exactly.
But they also, okay, so they did the study. The study was to measure brain activity.
Okay.
During times of physical inactivity. In other words, sitting on your butt doing nothing.
Okay.
What they found is that people that were quote-unquote more intelligent or had more going on upstairs than others, they found that they were able to stimulate themselves, not in the way you're thinking, don't look at me like that, stimulate their minds without having to get up and go do something physically. They were able to engage themselves in other medias, whether it was through reading a book or drawing or doing something that didn't require to get up and do something.
Okay, that makes sense. I can see if you're reading a book or you're drawing or you're doing something where you're sitting down, where you are physically not up and about, per se. And yeah, that is a sign of intelligence. Hello, you're sitting down, you're reading a book. That's educational, one way or another. Even if it's just to be fantasizing all in your head.
Sweetheart, I love you to death, but how is that a sign of intelligence when I'm reading Batman comics? Let's just be honest there.
For you, that's just your little, that's your little sidekick, your little obsession you like to do. You like to have your Batman. Got the kids going on it too.
Got the kids going on it. Come on, they might as well be me in a smaller form.
That's true. Our daughter does quite often walk around talking like Harley Quinn. Can't argue with you on that one. And she's just as crazy. Yes, my daughter is crazy. It's out there for everybody to know.
Crazy in a good way.
Yeah. She's like her mama. Lord help the man who marries her.
Fuck. Well, they all, okay, so going back to the actual article and study, we're getting a little off topic here. They also study the people that were physically active, who were quote-unquote less intelligent, and what they were arguing to make this claim that being lazy is an actual sign of intelligence was because that the people who were apparently less intelligent or less engaged upstairs, they were more prone to being bored, becoming bored without some sort of physical stimuli, like getting up and going and doing something, going to a spin class, going doing this, going doing blah, 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 blah. Being active was the only way that they could actually have some sort of stimulation. Without it, they're just kind of off.
So basically what you're saying is for the people who actually have the higher IQ for the intelligence, you're actually saying they don't mind where they can sit down and basically do nothing and right. not be bored.
Right.
Whereas people with the lower IQ are going, oh my God, somebody, let's go do something. Let me call this person. Let me go do this. Let me get out. Let's go for a walk.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So the argument was saying, you know, if you need that constant stimulation, you're an idiot.
Good thing I don't need a constant stimulation, huh? Huh. Not one of those people.
That's what she said.
That's a whole another subject for a later time.
Maybe. So, what do you think about this whole thing? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Where? What do you... talk to me.
Talk to you. Do that later. Anyways, that's really hard, because I would say I'm on the fence. It would have to be really proven to me that it's an actual... being lazy is an actual sign of intelligence.
Well, that was the study, is they sought out to prove this.
And so they actually prove this, that there are people with the higher intelligence that don't need anything to be...
engaged.
Engaged.
Right, thank you. No, they did that study, and they measured brain activity.
How many people did they do this on?
I think it was 100 people, but this is in the UK. And again, UK people versus States people. Obviously, we're recording in the States. Well, you might not know that, but we're recording in the States. Hey, just in case you're wondering. Obviously, there's a difference in intellect levels, societal norms,
they
and
are
things
different
of that
from
nature.
Us, yes.
Obviously, they're still humans. They speak the same language, but there's a lot of different societal traits, and this could just be unique to the United Kingdom, Britain, Scotland, Ireland, etc.
Gotcha. So I would honestly say being lazy is not a sign of intelligence, because oh my God, I could see so many people just sitting at home right now listening to this, including a lot of people that I know, going, hey, look, I'm not lazy, I'm intelligent. No, let's face it, don't be trying to take credit where credit is not due.
Oh, no. They're not saying that you're not being lazy. They're saying being lazy is a sign of intelligence. In other words, oh, yeah, you're being a lazy D-bag right now. But it's linked to your higher level of intellect because you're able to stimulate yourself mentally versus having to actually do something. In other words,
I don't know.
It doesn't remove the fact that they're being lazy. Trust me, there's days where I'm in a vegetative state physically, but...
Your brain is still going.
Obviously. You know that. My brain is always going. It doesn't ever shut off.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I can hear it when I sleep. It's horrible. I wouldn't say it's a sign of intelligence. To me, you have your lazy days, just like today was mine. Doesn't mean I'm smarter than somebody else.
Well, they did a study not just during normal days. They also studied them on their quote-unquote days off. In other words, if they worked a 9-to-5, they measured their brain activity 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, and on the weekends, they measured their physical activity as well as their mental activity. And what they found that they're on the days off, there really wasn't much difference. The smart people were just as lazy as the physically active people. So apparently on weekends, we all just kind of brain off.
I think that's just because we're all like, okay, Monday through Friday, we have to actually think. We have to use our brain and use what's in between our ears, not just for listening. But basically, I don't... I would just say it's people being lazy and they're not that much smarter than anybody else. There are people with higher IQs. They have lazy days just like everybody else. My personal opinion.
So why? Basically you're saying the Brits are full of shit.
Basically.
Got it. You're calling out and saying, no, you're just a lazy douchebag, by the way.
I didn't say they're a lazy douchebag. I'm just saying everybody's lazy. Everybody has their lazy days. There's very few people who aren't lazy. To find somebody who goes 24/7 is going to be tired, and they're either living one hell of a life or they're just really exhausted from working too damn much.
Hi, my name is Ryan McElmore. My brain never stops. I'm really fucking tired.
That's your choice.
Yes, it is. All right, so, and continuing on with this never-ending... I got nothing. I'm just going to move right along. Next topic. Fire away.
Oh, really? I don't like this topic, though.
But it's funny.
No, it's not.
It's not because funny.
It's not funny
no,
because
it's not funny
I'm technically, I'd be going to it.
Because you're going to it. No.
All right, so she doesn't want to do it, so I'll do it.
Apparently, that's what he said.
No, that's what she said. If you want it done right, you gotta do it yourself. Never send a man to do a woman's job.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyways, exactly. It's illegal anyways. To be fat in Japan.
It's illegal to be fat in Japan.
What?
And you're fat.
I'm fat. What? Actually, according to what the video stated, I found this on Facebook scrolling through one day. Japan is actually one of the most health-conscious countries in the entire planet. I don't know how recent this was. I don't know exactly what the overall end punishment is if you don't end up following through, but it's illegal to be fat in Japan, and they quantify fat, or they put a parameter on it as being over a 35-inch waist for men and over a 31-inch waist for women. If you are above those measurements for either sex, you're fat and you're in trouble.
I'm fat and I'm in trouble then, because let's face it, I've put on almost 40 pounds since my shoulder injury, so oh yeah, I'm way over that limit.
Sure, but they, in Japan, what happens apparently is... You have to check in, kind of like when you do your taxes here in the States. In Japan, you have to check in and make sure you're not above a certain waist size. With your doctor, you don't go to the government, but, well, I have a 33.5-inch waist, and I'm a woman. You're a fat bitch! No, it doesn't work like that. You check in with your doctor, and obviously they will report that information to the government. And if you are found to be, quote-unquote, fat... In Japan, you are court-ordered to seek psychotherapy not seek, attend. You will be forced to attend psychotherapy, counseling, to figure out why you're fat or overweight. As well, not only just a psychotherapist, but a nutritionist, a dietitian, and attend fitness classes like spinning, Zumba, etc.
Gotcha. So, oh man. This is kind of depressing for me because I know my waist is bigger than that. One, we're never moving to Japan. It's not happening.
I was gonna
visit. We can visit. Visit only, okay?
I was going to say, just be happy we don't live there. Because yeah. Then you... Well, here's the flip side. Their argument for going to psychotherapy is they're saying that obesity or being overweight in general is linked to a disorder, a mental disorder, depression, and something that if you can work through your issues... Okay, let me ask you this. What do most people do when they're depressed?
They eat.
What do they eat? Do they eat healthy? Do they go, I'm going to go get a multivitamin and a green supplement, and that's going to be breakfast with some protein, I'm going to get some eggs and some whole wheat toast or oatmeal with nothing in it, just plain oatmeal.
No, it's going to be, I'm going to get chips, chocolate, ice cream. Mine would be fruit if I have it nearby. But normally I don't have fruit close to me, so then it's chips.
Exactly. So, okay, so that's what happens. People gorge, they binge, and they eat their feelings. Well, their argument is that if you can work through your issues in psychotherapy, seek a dietitian and a nutritionist, follow what they say, and actually get up and do something physical, do some exercise to get the blood flowing, burn some of those extra calories that you've consumed off.
So they make you actually go to, like, a Zumba class?
Yes. Yes, they actually have video of, like, construction sites.
Oh, Lord.
These guys are in hard hats doing Zumba. It's the funniest thing to
Come join
to
us
watch.
At the YMCA.
Oh, thank God. Thankfully, they don't play that crap over there. But no, they are all in hard hats dancing around doing Zumba or some other sort of, like, combined cardio stuff. I don't know what to really call it except for dancing.
So let's go with worst case scenario. Say you do everything you're supposed to be doing. You go to your doctor. You're going to psychotherapy. You're going to a nutritionist. And you're going and doing your exercise classes regularly every day. So what happens if you do not lose the weight?
From what I understand, they increase your frequency of both the psychotherapist and they increase your frequency that you that you are legally obligated to attend the fitness classes or go get a physical trainer, and that is your court-ordered physical trainer, personal fitness trainer, to help get you back into shape and no longer be quote-unquote fat. And you have monthly check-ins to track your progress. You see your doctor like you would for a checkup, but they're not they're not just doing a regular checkup. They're following
They're basically going, "Hey, guess what? You're still fat. Deal with it. Let's go quicker. Run those stairs up and down, up and down."
But if there's progress, you know, they dictate that, or they don't dictate that. They'll write it down, they'll notate it.
That, "Hey, she lost a half a pound. She's doing so good." Be like, "Bitch, guess what? Leave me alone. I'm fat and I'm happy. Leave me alone."
But are you?
Yes. Well, I'm not happy. But that's due to my shoulder injury. That has nothing to do with me being fat. That's the only reason I am fat. Because I wasn't fat before my injury.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't all of a sudden start eating a bunch of junk and sitting on the couch and doing nothing?
No, that was all during my injury.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, only during your injury.
Yeah, during my injury.
Point.
Since I've been hurt. Which has almost been, what, 9 months? No, over 9 months.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No, you're proving my point.
Shit it. Zip it. No more talking from you. Zip it. Ladies and gentlemen, you will not hear him the rest of the show. He is now being duct taped.
That's some weak ass duct tape.
Unfortunately, I can't hold a conversation with myself without looking crazy, so I can't put the duct tape on his mouth.
Anywho, so we are going to move on, because apparently someone doesn't like to talk about getting fat in Japan.
No, I don't like the fact that it's illegal to be fat in Japan.
Well, it's funny.
I'm sorry, who are you to dictate my life and call me fat?
Like I said, they're the most health conscious country in the world.
I don't care how health.
Well, it's not the United States. It's not the United States. You don't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're not guaranteed those things. Japan isn't the United States. They don't have the freedoms that we do.
Yeah, I know. But either way, for somebody to be like, guess what, bitch? You fat. No.
Hey, at least it's not as extreme as I originally thought. When I'm reading this, I'm like, are you serious? This illegal to be fat in Japan? Does that mean you can go to jail, be arrested? Could you imagine just being in jail because you're fat? You know everybody talks when they're in jail. What are you here for? Oh, I killed somebody. Oh, what are you here for? Oh, I robbed a bank. Oh, what are you here for? I'm fat.
You ate too many tacos on Taco Tuesday.
Really, though? The absurdity is astounding. It's just, what? You did what? I had too many tacos. So they arrested you? I'm fat?
It's over 31 inches.
The taco? Oh, that's a big taco.
Oh, Lord. Let's not go there.
All right. So, but could you imagine being in jail?
I get what you're saying and having that conversation with somebody. Have all these people who did some serious, serious crimes, and then all of a sudden, you're like, dude, I'm in here because I'm fat. Too many tacos, like I said.
Well, they are in Japan, so too much sushi.
Well, but they don't really work for tacos. A person like me.
Well, then we're not talking about you, we're talking about people in Japan!
Either way, I'm going with the tacos. Everybody loves tacos.
But
everybody loves tacos. No arguing.
Whatever. All right. So speaking of tacos, this next story comes straight out of the Sunshine State. That's right, folks. We're talking about Florida. Did you hear about this?
About Florida? Yeah, it's a state. It's been one for many years.
Yeah, smartass. Not about the state, about what happened recently in Florida.
No, I try not to watch a lot of TV. You know this.
Says a woman who binge watches an entire season of Once in a Day.
That's watching Netflix, not TV. That's on my phone.
TV is TV.
It's on my phone.
How you consume it does not change the fact that it's television.
Well, I don't consume anything because I don't eat it.
No. Oh, my gosh. You consume it with your... Oh, I got nothing. Anyways, okay. So, going back to the story, get this. A Florida man turns himself into the police, walks into the station, says, I'm here to report a crime. I did it. I'm turning myself in.
He did what? The look on your face is kind of hilarious right now, so I'm curious what he did.
So he turned himself in. You're with me so far.
Okay, yeah. He went to the cops. He said, arrest me. I'm guilty.
Yes.
What is he guilty of is my question.
For killing, murdering his imaginary best friend.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. How do I put this? Let's see. We need a straitjacket. We need a padded cell. And we need somebody to lock the door behind him and throw away the key. Really?
Yes,
he killed his imaginary... One, how old is this person?
He's got to be at least mid to late 30s, maybe pushing early 40s. This guy...
Okay, so he's our age and older, then, is what you're saying.
He's got about a decade on us.
About a decade. Okay, so yeah, that's about 40.
Yeah. This guy, although the picture of his mug shot, I swear, it looked like his meth took meth.
His meth took meth.
Yes.
The meth is like, hold on. Hold on, wait. Let's do another line. Hold on, wait. Now, meth, you get out there and you do the line, and then I'll do the line. Wow, this is way off topic. Anyways, either way, he, like, seriously, like, did he plead his case? Like, seriously, like, break down with all of this?
I don't know, but I can only imagine being in the precinct when he's explaining this. I don't imagine it to be very calm. There's got to be a lot of meltdown, just a full adult temper tantrum.
Did they go to like the scene when he said they murdered? What did it tell you then?
I couldn't find anything, but I just went, my imagination ran wild with this. I could only imagine he's just, it's right there. What's right there, sir? The body's right there! I killed him! Oh, I'm so sorry, Billy Ray, Steve Bob, I'm so sorry!
Billy Ray, Steve what?
Bob.
Oh, Lord.
Billy Ray, Steve Bob.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
It's my new favorite name, Billy Ray, Steve Bob. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Thank God we can't have kids. That's all I'm saying. Our kids would have some really screwed up names.
Yep, Billy Ray and Steve Bob. Woo!
No, they wouldn't. I wouldn't allow it.
I can only...
I have to sign... I fill out the birth certificate, so that shit would not have happened.
Not if you're under anesthesia. Knock her out real quick, Doc. I got some paperwork to fill out. My son's name is Gotham City.
Lord. And this is why I'm fixed, people. This right here.
Oh, no, you're not fixed. You're quite broken. Anyways, at least you're not as broken as the Florida man who turned himself in for killing his imaginary best friend. Going back to that topic. What I would give to be a fly on the wall of that interrogation room of, you did what? I killed my imaginary best friend. How? Or I killed my best friend. Maybe he didn't say imaginary. I just killed my best friend. Okay. How did you do it? I strangled him. We got into an argument and I choked him. And I didn't mean to. But I did and he died. Okay, we'll take us to the body. He's right there. What's right there? The body, it's right there. There's nothing there, sir. He's right there, I'm telling you. He's right there. You can't see him. He's right there.
Do you need a padded cell too? And me to hold the key?
Why? Because I can...
You sound a little crazy right now. Just a little bit,
I'm getting into character.
Oh, okay. There's a difference between getting into character and sounding like you were the man who went into the police station. There's the difference.
Well, okay. Rest assured, I've never been to Florida. So...
We're safe there, huh?
Right.
All right.
But how do you process a man like that? Like, what? How do you respond? What would you say?
Process him as a 5150 out of his damn mind.
Oh no! That's only a 72-hour observation. That guy needs
In 72 hours, I guarantee you they would be locking him up in a mental hospital. Guaranteed. I would bet money on it. Bet money I don't even have.
How do you respond? Somebody comes in. Let's say you're an officer. You're a police officer. You're sitting in the precinct. You're at the front desk. Some guy walks in, looks like he's cracked out of his mind, high on everything under the sun.
Okay.
Because if you saw this picture, you'd swear he took every single drug.
You should bring that picture up.
I don't remember where I found it. I think it was on Facebook. And
oh, my God. You're horrible. Anyways, go on with your scenario.
How do you respond? I'm the guy.
So you're basically saying you walk in, you tell me everything, and then I go, take me to where it happened, or give me the address so we can start the investigation. And then once I get there, there's nothing there. There's no sign of a murder, whatever.
Right.
And then... We have the suspect come back down and go, okay, well, are you sure this is where it happens? Because there's obviously nothing there, and I'm a sane person, and I'm not seeing anything.
Right.
But yet, he's standing there, losing his flipping mind over this, basically
blubbering.
Blubbering. He's it was right
his, not
there.
Only, not only was it his imaginary friend, it was his imaginary
best friend. First off, at 40 years old, if you still have an imaginary friend, you have issues, please, please go see a psychiatrist.
Or a lot of meth.
You either have some issues or a lot of meth. Drugs could do it to you. But at that point in time, you still need to go see somebody because there's a reason you're doing drugs, other than for being addicted to them.
Well, that was a total buzzkill.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. It's... You know me. I go... It's part of the being in the medical field and working with crazy people, okay? Leave me alone.
Whatever. How do you respond? Let's get back to that. How do you respond?
I'm the guy. I would respond the way I just did. If there was nothing there, I would be having him arrested under a 5150.
But, okay, look, but he's not violent.
Nobody's lost his damn mind. He's imagining something. But at that point, is seeing something that isn't there. At that point in time,
he's not a threat
for his own safety. Yes, he is.
He's not a threat.
Yes, he is.
He's not threatening his life. He's not threatening anyone else's life.
But he's saying he killed somebody. So obviously he isn't all there. So for under the...
No, 5150, you have to legally be... in order for it to be a legal... detaining, in other words, for them to take you and put you under observation, you have to either have evidence of being a danger to yourself,
or someone else.
He didn't kill anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. But he's just high.
But he is blubbering like a little baby over something that doesn't exist.
Seriously, so you're telling me you've never been around somebody who smoked too much pot and is having a freaking just emotional breakdown? You've never seen that. You've never been around the person who gets weepy when they get high?
No.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Lucky you.
No. Sober people, meaning they can smoke and act like nothing's wrong. Me, on the other hand, back when I was younger, and by younger, I mean like 15 years ago.
Okay.
I smoked? Yeah. When I was 16 years ago. Holy crap, I'm old. My response was melt into the couch.
What do you mean was? I guarantee you if you did it now, I'd be talking to myself right now.
Probably. I can't argue with that, but I don't do it now, so...
I'd be sitting here in front of the mic going, so this guy walked into a police precinct and told everybody that he killed his imaginary best friend. Oh my gosh, that is so weird. What did they say to him? They asked him where the body was.
Well, where was it?
There was no body. He killed his imaginary best friend.
That's so crazy. Oh my god, I don't know what to do. And that's all you talking.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
How many people live inside your head?
Too many. I need to start charging them rent.
For real. We need to collect some money off of them people. I agree. Anyways.
What I thought was funny is this made news, but it wasn't like national news. This is like that stuff that they tuck under everything because you know the media. We're going to put some... bull crap in front of your face, and then the funny shit is
on page 25.
Exactly. But speaking of funny crap in the news,
yeah,
you came across some stuff, didn't
a
you?
Crop? A crop? Crop?
A crop?
You a crop? Yeah, I did. I was actually flipping through articles to find something that I found hilarious. I came across where it's just funny headlines, basically where the newspapers screwed up their headlines, like nobody proofread it. Proofread it before basically making 1,000 copies and sending it out.
Oh, I guarantee they made more than 1,000 copies.
My point being, I was just using a random number. So, like one of them is. There was a shooting at a morgue, and literally they put the headline as 17 remain dead in morgue shooting. What? Somebody went into a morgue, shot up dead people.
They shot the dead people?
They shot the dead
people. Why did they shoot the dead people?
I have no clue.
What did they do?
I don't know if it was just somebody. It didn't give details of what happened.
I bet you. I bet you it was the same guy from Florida. He's like, you talking shit, bro? You talking shit? That's it. You better break yourself, fool. Better check yourself before. Oh, that's it! Man, you're so rude. Ignore me. Gah, 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 gah. Bang, bang, and he's shooting dead people.
So basically, it was 17 dead people in the morgue, and 17 remained dead in the morgue shooting. So I thought it was hilarious. Like,
congratulations, you can count how many dead people are in the room.
And they're still dead after being shot how many ever times by whoever.
Well, granted, they stay dead.
I'm sorry for the families, you know, whose families were just shot up. But at the same point in time, when the newspaper screws up the headline, it's hilarious.
But seriously, remain dead. Well, yeah, they're dead.
Unless they're zombies, and we're gonna start that already.
But seriously, what were they expecting? I shot him! He didn't move. No shit, Sherlock, he's dead! Give me another one, come on.
Okay, so another one is from a sports... from the Rangers playing. It says, Rangers gets whiff of colon.
What?
Mm-hmm. And it's a baseball. The Rangers.
Okay.
Okay. They show the pitcher throwing the fastball.
Okay.
Fastball. Excuse me. And as he's throwing it, the headline above it says, Ranger gets whiff of colon. Instead of Colin. The person who was up to bat was last name Colin. And when he hit the ball, it went right by the guy's head.
Oh, so he gets a whiff off Colin. In other words, a whiff right by the guy's head. But they spelt it Colin as in he got a nose full of booty hole.
Exactly.
Yummy.
I'm like, why do you people... Okay. It's called proofreading. Okay, they teach you this in sixth grade.
Not only that, you have spell check, dude.
They do. See, so there should not be any issues in this.
They're a professional news
company. Then another one I came across, because that one I just thought was funny.
Across.
Leave me alone. Anyways. Is homicide victims really talk to cops? They were doing an interview.
Dude, okay, so three of these almost tie together. The Florida man went in and shot up a morgue, and then they interviewed people, and they're like, well, homicide victims really talk to cops. No
that,
shit!
That was actually a cop who quoted that.
Oh my God. Homicide victims rarely talk to cops. Oh my gosh. To quote Bill Engvall, here's your sign. Oh my God, that guy needs to be. Never talk to the press again, officer. Never.
What did I tell you? It would make it worse if it was the captain?
That was the captain?
Yeah, I read that story. I researched that one a little bit more.
The captain of the police.
Uh-huh.
Captain so-and-so. Homicide victims rarely talk to cops.
Yes.
I wonder why.
Can we get a new captain, please? Let's get Captain Morgan in there. At least he'll get it right. If not, you have a reason to be slurring your words.
So it says you have the right surname. Silent.
And you're pretty. Thank you. Thank you. Feel so special. Anyways, we're gonna move on from that one and keep going. The next one I have is student. It's okay. I researched this one a little bit too.
You gotta preface this one too.
Yeah, dad and daughter. Okay.
Dad and daughter.
Very excited. Dad was trying to get a new job.
Yay, go dad.
Woo! Yeah, dad got job.
Dad got the job.
Newspaper interviewed him because it's been a struggle for his family. They went through a tragedy. Their house caught on fire.
Oh.
And since then, he had lost his job. He had no place to go with daughter, okay?
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
I lost my job. That's almost like a country song. Maybe you should play it backwards. You'll get everything back.
Shut up. And so basically, the guy gets his job back at working with students, and everything like that.
Okay.
So it types student excited, dad gets head job. Okay. Is what it said.
Got it. Awkward.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, wait, and student excite, dad gets head job. I'm like, what? Hold on, I'm having issues, okay? One, first off, whoever wrote this has horrible English, well, okay? I'm not great at it, but that's just horrible.
What was the punctuation? Was it like student excited, comma,
no.
dad gets head job, exclamation no. point.
That's how it was, just like I ever have it wrote on the board.
Student excited, dad gets head job.
Uh-huh.
At least it didn't say hand job. Go, dad! Yay! Oh,
Lord. I can't. I have nothing to say on what you just said right now. I really don't.
Next one. Come on. Keep it rolling.
Next one. Another sports one is A-Rod, which is a sports player. That's his name. Goes deep and Wang gets hurt. It's another baseball thing.
Dude, A-Rod why'd goes... you go so deep? That shit hurt, bro.
Wang was the batter up. A-Rod was the pitcher. When he pitched it, he got so close to his inside of here, like his chest region, excuse me.
He threw, basically, it was almost body contact. He threw the pitch, and he did it on purpose to try and get as close to the batter as possible.
Without hitting the batter, because that's not okay.
Right. Well, I mean, come on. You're telling me you've never, ever, well, you've never played softball, but... And but you know how many times pitchers do that on purpose?
Just, oh, yeah,
they're
to see.
Pissed off at.
Yeah, just to see if they can get you to jump, if you'll move.
Yeah.
They'll do it as a
scare tactic.
A scare tactic, exactly. Yeah,
to rattle you.
But I just thought it was funny. I'm like, really? A-Rod goes deep? Wang hurt? Can you?
He went so deep he hurt his Wang.
Exactly. I'm going, really? People, come on. And these are all in different. These are in all different cities. This isn't just one city that I found these in. These are a multiple.
I hope not, because that's a lot of idiots in one city reporting the news. If that's one city, they really need to look at.
We are never moving there.
Right. My headlines would be like, well, those. Homicide victims rarely talk to cops. No, really? I had no idea.
So, we're going to move on, because we're going to get off that one. The
That's
other
what
one,
she said.
which rolls right into the next one. The next one is a condom truck tips over and spills its load, was
oh,
the heading.
God. It's almost like they tried to do that one. It's like they wrote it that way on purpose, almost. It wasn't like, what do we say? Oh, this. No, it's like, how do we put a pun? How do we put something, an innuendo in there? Because, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Condom truck tips, and it spills its load. It's time to run, people. Run for your life.
Call the Trojan man.
And if the Trojan can't help, go Magnum.
That's who makes Trojan, or Trojan makes Magnums.
Oh, whatever. Like, I know. I don't buy condoms.
Well, thanks for telling everyone on the face of the planet that we don't use protection. Good job.
You're the one who just said it, not me. I just said I don't use condoms.
Oh, Lord. It's a good thing I have an edit button.
Oh, it's fine. No reason to get all red and blush over there. And continuing on, this next one kind of travels over into the condom truck tips spills load. It says, a study shows frequent sex enhances chance of pregnancy. I'm like, okay, who wrote this? Really? We all know, okay, unless you're a very young child and you have not learned about the birds and the bees, that if you have sexual intercourse, you will have a very high chance of getting pregnant.
Frequent sex enhances that chance. Captain Obvious strikes again! Good Lord, really? Who hires these people? That's what I want to know. Who is hiring these knuckleheads?
I don't know, but I want their job because I can do a better job.
Right.
At least I will be able to put something funny out there. Not the plain obvious. By the way, if you are having sex, there is a high chance of you becoming pregnant.
Really?
And guess what happens after 9 months?
I don't know.
You have a baby.
No!
And then you end up with kids. But see, here's the other thing. Even if you don't and you get married, you still have a kid.
Shut up.
All of us women know this.
Oh my God. Here we go again.
Don't worry about if you don't have kids when you're married, because your husband's like one anyway.
He is.
Shut up.
Can you not hear all the voices in his head? I deal with this on a day-to-day basis, people.
Hey, it has taken many, many, many years to develop this many voices in one head. Just saying.
Okay, and you're part crazy.
Part.
Part.
Got it.
Depends on who's coming out.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Since you started.
Oh, Lord. As long as Shaniqua don't come out, we're good.
What, girl? You talking shit?
Always.
Oh, my goodness. Don't make me call Tyrone.
Call him. That's what I thought. You shut your mouth, dirty little. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. Uh-oh. Are we moving on? He's giving me the look of death.
We have nothing else to talk about.
Well, what does that mean? Why didn't you do more research? That's it. I blame you. I blame you. We blame him, folks. When you send your emails in, put "we blame Ryan." Okay?
Rude. Ay, 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 ay.
Well, since, folks, this is the end of our first, very first episode.
It's the end?
It's the end.
It's the end?
Wipe your tears. It's okay.
It's the end.
I got you. I got you, boo.
I don't see any ghosts. I'm afraid of no ghost.
All right, Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Myself. Me, myself, and I. We will
need. Me, myself, and I.
All right. Close it out, crazy.
For all of us, to you, this has been Laughing Matters. Make sure you submit any articles or stories or things you find funny to us at The Laughing Matters Show. All one word, nothing else, at gmail.com. We will give credit to the people that submit the articles, stories, etc. We'll shout out your Twitter handle, your Instagram handle, what have you. Or even if you're just submitting a story and say, hey, my name's Bob and I want you to read this. We'll give you credit for that too, Bob. For Laughing Matters, I'm Ryan McLemore.
And Tabitha McConnell.
Remember, folks, Laughing Matters. Peace.